Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good. Lord is wonderful. Lord is kind. God is so awesome. Hope and pray you are having a blessed week, and I pray that God is continuously blessing your life. Thank you so much for joining us this morning for the call. We've got people joining from all over the country, man. Thank you for your emails and the like, and words of encouragement. I really, truly appreciate it. Today is day 21. Day 21, we're on the flip side of the 20-day mark, and now we're counting down backwards. Amen. Counting down backwards. Just 19 more days. Amen. Until the end of our 40-day fast. So day 21, and beloved, there is a word from the Lord, and that word comes to us today from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 30. And I want to read in your hearing verses 19, 20, and 21. Isaiah chapter 30, verses 19 through 21. In your own personal private time with God, I would encourage you to read the entire 30th chapter, which I know will bless your life. But for our time this morning, I want to focus in on verses 19, 20, and 21. Here begins the reading of God's word, Isaiah 30, beginning at verse 19. People of Zion who live in Jerusalem, you will weep no more. How gracious he will be when you cry for help. As soon as he hears, he will answer you. And although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes, you will see them. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way." Hallelujah. Walk in it. This is the way. Walk in it. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Beloved, for just a few minutes, I want to talk about this is the way. This is the way. Beloved, we are confronted daily. I don't know if you all knew this, but we are confronted daily with over 30,000 forms of media. 30,000 forms of media confront us on a daily basis, whether it's through voices, images, sound bites, whether it's through commercials, radio, television, film, whether it's through TikTok reels or Instagram reels or whatever, we are confronted with over 30,000 forms of media a day. And some of these things can become what I call daily distractions that can cause us to be blinded to the way of the path toward righteousness. It can even blind us to making the right decision. Some of us are parked at the place of indecision. We don't know whether to turn this way or that way, to go up or back or down. But, beloved, I want to reassure us this morning that God has a way to show us the way. God has a way to show us the way. It's in John 14 when Jesus was comforting his disciples and sharing with them about the fact that he had to leave them, that they were at a place of indecision, a place of being directionally challenged because of the physical absence of Jesus. But Jesus reminds them in John 14, verse 6, that I am the way and the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. In our text in Isaiah 30, the nation of Israel has put their trust and allegiance in the wrong visible ally. Their reliance was on Egypt instead of their dependence on God. But the words of Isaiah comes to them at a time when the people had become directionally challenged. And this, beloved, God sends a word through the prophet to let them know that this is the way. But in order to know the way, you've got to know that God is waiting on you. So the relevant question this morning is, how do we know that this is the way? And in what way is God leading his children? How do we know this is the way? And in what way is God leading his children? Beloved, this morning there are three things I want to lift up that I think will help us to know that this is the way. This is the way. Number one, we know that this is the way because God has the answer and is waiting to assist. Please don't miss this. God has the answer, and he's waiting to assist. Look at verse 19 of Isaiah 30. Hear what the prophet says. He says, "People of Zion who live in Jerusalem, you will weep no more. How gracious he will be when you cry for help. As soon, hallelujah, as he hears, he will answer you." Beloved, he sees your tears. God hears your call. God wants to help us through it all. And that's not some clever cliche that I made up. That is a true statement. He sees your tears. He hears your call. And he will help you through it all. How do you know this, Pastor Jones? Because verse 18 of Isaiah 30 says, "Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will rise up to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all," watch it, "who wait for him." You got to wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. God has been waiting on you. And so when we then turn and cry for help, tears are flowing. God wants to help us through it all. God then says, "Now I'm ready to assist you." See, the problem for Israel was this. This is in verses 15 through 17 of Isaiah 30. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. "In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. But you would have none of it. You said, 'No, we will flee on horses. Therefore, you will flee.' You said, 'We will ride off on swift horses. Therefore, your pursuers will be swift. 1,000 will flee at the threat of one, at the threat of five. You will all flee away till you are left like a flagstaff on a mountaintop and like a banner on a hill." The reality is, beloved, the prophet is telling Israel that you all need to get off your high horse and let God help you. You have to know that God is ready to assist, and God is ready to give you the answer that you need. You got to recognize that God is the way, not some allegiance or alliance with those who are visible, but an invisible allegiance and alliance to the one who can give you the answer. Sorry, the enemy don't want me to get that word out, but I'm going to get the word out. Amen. So you've got to know that God is ready to assist and give you the answer. The second thing, beloved, is this is the way because adversity and affliction are there to align you toward God's path. Please hear me. This is the way because adversity and affliction are there to align you toward God's path. Look at verse 20. Although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes, you will see them. Oh, I love this text. Here's what the Lord is saying, that the Lord gave us or gives us the bread of adversity, and that the Lord allows us to drink the water of affliction. But these things are all just lessons to align us toward a path of righteousness. And watch this, it's through adversity and affliction that God is going to open your eyes to see that the teacher was there to assist you all along, that God's guiding hand was there through your adversity. And God's guiding hand is there through your affliction. And it was all meant to align you and place you in position to go down the righteous path of God. Beloved, the teacher is about to be revealed. When you learn the lessons, you then will see the teacher. I believe that's an African proverb. That when you, the teacher will appear when the student is ready. That the lessons are there for you to learn. So through adversity and affliction, God is just aligning you toward his path, guiding you toward his way. And can I testify for a moment? The only way you're going to make it through is when you discover that God is the only way. The only way you're going to make it through is when you discover that God is the only way out. This is the way. But here's the final thing I want to give you, beloved. Not only do we need to know and understand that God is ready to assist and answer, God's got the answer and he's ready to assist. Not only do we know that this is the way because that adversity and affliction are doing nothing more but aligning you toward the path that God has designed for you. That the lessons that you learn through what you go through, then you'll see the teacher, and the teacher will guide you. God will guide you and direct you. But here's the final thing. This is the way because God is attentive and gives us his blessed assurance. God is so attentive, and he gives us his blessed assurance. Look at verse 21. So, beloved, when you finally line up to the lessons, your eyes are open to see the guidance of God. Bible says, whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you. Saying, this is the way, walk in it. This is the way, walk in it. Listen, what I love about God, beloved, is when we are in desperate need to make a decision and we are parked at the place of indecision, when we are directionally challenged, God will give us directional clarity, guiding us from behind or beneath a reassuring voice that stands behind us to guide us. See, we may want to go to the right, or we may want to go to the left, but we've got to listen to the voice of God. And the voice of God will tell us, keep straight this way. Keep straight on the path. Love it. The Bible lets us know in the book of Psalm 23, that he says, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Listen, God is steering us in the right direction. Beloved, this is the way. But you got to know that through adversity and affliction, God is aligning us toward his path. You got to know and understand that God is ready to answer and assist, and you've got to understand that God is always attentive, and God gives us his blessed assurance. This is the way. Walk in it. through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's pray, beloved. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come grateful and thankful to know this morning, on this Friday morning, that you are the way. This is the way. And so, Lord God, thank you for devising a way to show us the way. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us the answer and sharing with us that you will assist us when we call and cry on your holy and righteous name. Thank you, Lord God, that we now understand what it means when you give us the bread of adversity and the water of affliction. We thank you, Lord God, that you are aligning us toward the path of righteousness, that you're opening our eyes to see that, God, you are the teacher that is there, visible, ready to assist and give us guidance and direction. And thank you, Lord God, that you're so attentive to your people. Thank you, Lord God, that you're so attentive and that you give us the blessed assurance that when we don't know which way to go, whether to the right or to the left, your reassuring voice behind us will tell us this is the way. Walk in it. This is the way. Lead, guide, and direct us. We thank you for your guidance today, God. There are a lot of people, Lord God, in a place, in places of indecision and need direction, Lord. There are some decisions that have to be made within the next month or so, Lord God. Give them the directional clarity they need in order to make effective decisions. Allow your voice to speak behind them, God, and give them the guidance and direction they need to walk down the righteous path. We thank you, God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Listen, if you pray that prayer with me, if you're in a place of trying to make some big decisions, or you're in a place of indecision, or you're directionally challenged, know that God is sharing with us that he is the way, the truth, and the life. God bless you. Have a great day. Day 21. In Jesus' name, amen.